Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Christy Mingus, and we have got an Earth Day celebration that is going to happen on April 22nd up in Helper City. We're going to talk all about it and wrap everything around it and tell you how you can all be a part of it. Christy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive right in. Really, an Earth Day has been around for quite some time. I would be remiss. I would guess maybe the 70s.
Yeah, I actually don't know.
Okay. I'm not 100% sure, but it's been around for a while. And of course, the last few years, the last maybe 10, 15 years, it's really come front and center. So this is a day where we take time to
celebrate the Earth
and make sure that, you know, we're doing what we should be doing, basically.
Exactly.
So Helper City is putting something together. Once again, it's going to be on Earth Day, which is April 22nd. And what kind of events have you guys got planned for up there?
So we have quite a few things going on. We have a lot of local businesses that are coming to teach us things that they know about sustainability. So Rolling Wind Microfarm is coming to do a fiber reuse and upcycling demo. We'll have a natural dyes exhibit with Anna Evans from Badlands Good. She's got a store in Price and is very sustainability focused. Steve Price from USU Extension is going to come talk about cover crops. We'll have a community composting station. We will have a solar telescope with Mark Bunnell of Helper Dark Sky Observers, which is super cool. You can come look at the sun through that, see some solar flares. Sabrina Greenwood is going to be doing an entomology exhibit. We'll have backyard beekeeping information with Deshelle and Natalie of B&B Honey. And in addition, we'll have soil health demos, a nature journaling activity, trivia. We've got all sorts of fun things.
So it's really going to be all about sustainability that day. And you know, I think that's one thing that's kind of come front and center, and I think it's really cool. Every time somebody wants to come in and talk about beekeeping and those kinds of things, that is kind of taking over. It really is. And people really enjoy that and have really turned it into a fun little business, a side business. And that's the other thing about these is, you know what? Every now and then you can catch on to something that's going to be a way to be sustainable for yourself, not just for the Earth. And I'm assuming that's what this day is going to be all about, really.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the people here who are having booths, in fact, do make their living off of these things that could be hobbies. They could be a way to make money, but they're also good for the Earth. So we are just excited to celebrate all those things.
And the one really that was appealing to me, and it was towards the end there, was the dark skies.
Mm-hmm.
And come and look at the sun. Helper was certified, I believe, last year or the year before as a dark skies community. And there are not that many places on the planet, not let alone the United States, that get that distinction. So can you speak to dark skies for a moment about that?
Yeah, so there is an organization called the Dark Sky Observers, and Mark Bunnell, who will be there with his solar telescope, is kind of runs that. And they have events often to do observations of different features. And I know on Earth Day itself, we'll be looking at the sun, but there is an organization of people locally who are really into that if you're interested.
So it could be the one day that you're okay to stare at the sun.
Exactly.
Through this
yes.
telescope.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
All the rest of the time, don't look at the sun. This day's good. So you've got that. You've got beekeeping. Are you going to have anything like vendor booths and things there as well?
Not too much. We will have some acoustic music by local Scott and Kendra, and we'll have food available for purchase from Tollies and Smallies.
So make a day of it. Once again, it's going to be Friday, April 22nd. And what time are we starting? Where are we going to be at?
It's 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Helper Homegrown Farm. And that address is 501 West 100 North in Helper.
Okay. If you're wondering where 100 North is that?
Yeah. The road that Swift's is on dead ends at the farm to the west.
Right. Okay. So you just keep going on that road. Okay.
Exactly.
So you just get off on right there by Swift's. Take a left and keep going.
Exactly,
you'll run right into it.
You'll run into it.
All right. So everything's going to be up there. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, a great day. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, who can they get in contact with? and get more information?
You can get more information from the Green Team of Carbon County's Facebook page. So the Green Team is actually putting this event on, and it's just the Green Team of Carbon County on Facebook.
And so all the event information will be there, the times and everything, and all the different booths and stuff that's going to be set up, and great fun things to go up there and do. Christy, thank you so much for coming in to tell us all about Earth Day. Save the planet.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.